Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
She's back.
Have been, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Is that really loud? Sorry.
I don't mind.
So I have to note as well, before you begin, real fast, Marty, you were drinking a Diet Dr. Pepper,
yeah,
and I'm very excited for you. I just want to say that to start off. I haven't seen you.
Taste is coming back.
What do you think you are percentage-wise? 50?
Yeah, that's actually great. Yeah.
Is it exciting?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? She's right. Until you lose it, you don't appreciate it. And so now when I can actually eat a full meal of stuff, not everything, but... And enjoy stuff that I never even tasted before.
Can you eat a steak?
No.
Still a little too rough.
And I'm a little afraid to choke.
Right.
I almost choked on a piece of sourdough bread the other day. But, you know, so crunchy stuff's really good. Thin crust pizza. Crunchy.
Okay. But it's that middle kind of mushy ground that scares you?
And the steak is a bear.
Well, didn't you have a little problem when we were at, remember when we were at?
Oh, please.
The Carlton?
Please, I had pills jammed in my throat.
Right.
So now all my pills I take with applesauce.
Gotcha.
But Wendy makes an excellent point. I have exponential growth in terms of physicality. I don't get fatigued anymore. I work out every day. I put on weight.
You look good. You're chewing this gum.
I'm working on my voice. It's getting better.
I think you sound great.
It's all down to saliva now. So we were talking in the back. This is actually fascinating to me. And then you mentioned your boys. I used to play with matches all the time.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with fire.
Yeah.
We would steal gallons of gasoline from this construction site and start big fires. Big. And there's a lot of research out there about boys and fire.
The primary accidental fire in the house is caused by a child who is in a closet or a laundry room or something secretive playing with matches.
I lit... A big thing of in the trash can in our bathroom. We only had one bathroom, and I lit the trash on fire. Big fire. Almost burned the whole house down. It's something about boys. You said your boys had it.
Oh, yeah. My three youngest, we have a fire pit, and we do s'mores and all that jazz. And I have holes in my furniture. Yeah, they've burned. I mean, I didn't know they were doing it, but they would burn anything. They'd take a stick, burn the stick, then walk around and see what else they could light on fire.
So this fire, we're going to ask for people to jump in here.
I think so.
As we get further down the road here today, but this fire that was started that left, what is it?
It's like 72 people.
Homeless.
Yeah.
Boy playing with matches.
Oakland, yeah. Six years old.
I used to buy Ohio, if people remember this, they were 25 cents a box, Ohio blue tip matches, and we'd play with them all day long.
Those are the no strikes? Or
no,
the swiper on the side?
Yeah, yeah.
But you could also do it on a rock or on the pavement or on a brick.
Yes.
Yeah, hello.
We would light them and throw them at each other.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I have problems. I got a lot of reaction on the streets and texts from friends about the porta potty in the car.
It's not a porta potty.
Brock?
I was merely suggesting.
You have $120,000 gorgeous car, Mr. Bazzi, bequeathed to you.
Let's drill down on the number of penises with which I live, okay? Let's just say that, okay?
But it makes it like, so you have these porta-johns in the car.
I don't. It's this big, okay? It's like, it's the size of a bottle of water.
And the boys just whip it out
it's
and go.
It's a urinal that you would use in the hospital. It's a bedpan urinal,
yes. Bedpans in the car for little boys.
Yes.
They're going to need counseling for this.
They do not need counseling.
They're still
they
young.
Think it's really hilarious to stand up and whiz into the little urinal.
Does anybody ask to poop in it as well?
No. Who would poop in a can?
Oh, because urinating is so acceptable on the highway.
When you're a little kid, you can get it. When you're a boy and you have multiple other siblings who are boys.
This is hilarious.
And everybody has to tinkle at different times. You learn that it's either going to take you 11 hours to get to the beach or 37 if you stop when everybody's got to pee.
Man.
I'm telling you.
What are you saying? Have you ever done this? I got one in the car now after what she said. Oh, my. Yeah, I pulled over.
But Militant Joe does not allow pulling over. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I have three girls. They urinate every 14 minutes. I mean, come on. At different times. Dad. No, we're not even at the turnpike.
The pressure was when I was pregnant. And we would drive to the beach.
So did you use the Porter John?
Well, I have stories. No, I'm not going to go there because I'll be berated forever from you two.
I had guys call me on the phone and say, Wendy has a porta potty in her car. I said, yes. In that gorgeous, whatever that thing is.
Give me a break. Oh, that's terrible. You're going to miss me when I'm gone.
Absolutely. When we're, well, yeah. I love you. I have a blast with you.
I'm pretty sure it's public knowledge.
Stuff's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what about, what are we doing with dicks? That's actually fascinating.
All right, so what did they say? Are they experimenting or are they officially pulling the plug on it, their guns and ammo?
According
Maybe not
to
ammo.
Fortune magazine, they've shut down 125 stores, and I guess they're going to make a big announcement. They're going to quit selling all guns.
All right.
It hurt their stock last year. Do you remember this?
Yeah. I was not opposed when they stopped with the AKs and and I mean, that just makes sense. Okay. I just don't see why AKs are important to have. Whatever.
It's a business decision.
It is. Right. And then they increased the age to buy to 21.
Yep.
Which I agree. I think that's wise. I don't understand why we can't do, reasonable, common sense background checks. I don't know how that is offensive in any way. And yet it is.
Yes.
And it's something we fight about.
Yes.
I mean, if these could flag people who have instability or who have things that would tip off law enforcement or gun shops to not sell to them, I think it is incumbent upon us to search that out.
I love the CEO for making this decision that he knows will hurt his bottom line.
Stack, yeah.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we're going to get into a lot of that. Hang in there with us.
So they're not driving and urinating, okay? I'm driving, they're urinating.
You're urinating?
I'm not urinating.
Do they stand up, right?
They do.
In that beautiful car. So obviously there's some leakage.
There's no leakage.
I bet there is.
That's the beautiful part of the urinal.
Does that car
It's tubular.
Oh, my God. Those poor kids. They're going to need therapy.
Why do you think I went back to work? I have to pay for it.
Hold on. We have a caller.
Oh, great.
Yeah, Linda.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Richard Bass.
Oh. Are you listening to this, man?
Marty. Wendy. Wendy, can you do me a favor? Can you park the car?
The most beautiful car in America. She put Porta-Johns in it.
Park the car, please. One of the options does not say porta-potty.
It's not. It's in beautiful shape. Nobody will take care of that $300,000 car better than I will.
I can smell the urine from here, brother.
I think it smells like poop.
Yes.
It does not. You know what?
Okay, by the way, my least favorite word in the world is poop. I find it disgusting.
Mine's moist.
So let's just stick to urine.
If it was moist poop, we'd be really hosed.
Let me
tell you something. It is so disgusting. Wendy, what did you do? Wendy, please.
Sweetheart, I promise you I am doing nothing to soil or sully the Lincoln Navigator.
Maybe we shouldn't have talked about it.
I don't care about the Lincoln Navigator.
Yeah, I'm concerned.
I care about your safety.
And her kids. What about her sons?
So listen, do you know what you're teaching those children?
I'm going to give you Joe's cell phone number. You can drill down on that because this was devised by a penis for other penises,
listen,
okay?
He's a heart surgeon.
No.
Okay, listen.
Richard, there has to be someone at Ford you can call. There has to be some sort of design element in next year.
The county health department. <you got there. laughs> Listen, did you even look up? Do you understand that feces is 75% water? The rest is made up of dead bacteria.
Oh, Richard, I love you. Well. You're so great. I love, love, love you.
This is disgusting.
No, it's not.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
Shh. Wendy, I can't do it. I can't.
Richard, I went through the manual. There's nothing in the manual.
Marty, weigh in on this, please, again, with me.
Well,
help me understand this.
I'm deeply concerned about them urinating on the seats of your car.
No.
Marty.
It's very neat.
Did you urinate on top of urine?
Yes.
They like to fill it up, see how much they could get.
Is it anywhere in the manual for this gorgeous car that you can just...
Did you transport it?
Across state lines.
Oh, my God. How do you do that?
No, the best part is when you dump it out at like the sheets so they get go on the way home.
That is so disgusting. I think El Chapo needed to take some lessons.
Oh my gosh.
Transport some things.
Bazzy, thank you.
I love you, Richard Bazzy. My cheeks hurt now. That was cruel.
Wait a minute. Okay. You're cutting me off?
Yeah, well, we sell what we can.
Yeah, you guys have berated me enough.
Well, it's not us. We're just concerned.
No, I'm asking you to refute. What? Refute common sense. She can't.
I love you.
Buddy.
Bye.
Well.
That was cruel of you to do.
What?
How much did you and Brock work on that?
Me.
Oh, yeah, me. Oh, the halo shoots out, and so do the wings. Flap, flap.
I'm just trying to play along.
You know what you are? You're a puppeteer.
The last
you
days
like
of
pulling
the
strings and getting people to dance. You're a terrible, terrible
I think it's
person.
A wonderful story mm-hmm. that these kids, mm-hmm. your sons will tell. Mm-hmm. You know they'll tell their kids this. Well.
The funny thing is that y'all think this is me, all yeah. right? You think this is my
She's throwing y'all at us.
My wish.
Yeah.
It's a kinder, gentler Wendy.
Yeah.
The southern kind.
Y'all? Y'all pee in that cup or we're
Yo,
not, we're driving.
Look.
You pee right now, boy.
That's not it.
Or you ain't eating at Arby's. So this is your husband.
Yes, it's his fault. It's his idea.
Get
hey, he's the one who got the urinal.
Wow. She should have... Oh, wow.
You're making me sweat.
You should
Stop.
Buy a Jeep. They have rubber plugs in the floor that you can
Joe
remove.
Drives a Jeep.
Oh, then you can just urinate on the floor and pull the plugs out. I'm getting texts. Traveling with Wendy.
Oh, my
You
never
goodness. Have to stop.
Oh, my
We pack sandwiches and a urinal. Rock. Does it seem normal to you, brother?
Oh, my God.
No.
Stop.
At least we established the... Let's get Joe on the phone.
You know what? If I could get, if Susan's listening, Susan should call in because
Does she
knows.
Pee in her car?
No, because she knows because the brothers O'Toole
They're nuts.
Are little big bonkers about getting where they're going.
I heard that he gets enraged when he drives, her husband.
I don't know about that.
That's what I heard.
I've never driven with
I
him.
Heard he's a mad crazy driver.
I don't know.
This comes straight from Susan.
This is terrible.
Triple A traffic. I think he got a ticket for road rage.
He did. He was fiercely flashing his flashers at somebody. He's like, get over, you clown.
Like shooting and so, a gun out the window.
And
dropping urine on
the highway.
But
a police officer ticketed him.
AAA traffic powered by Bowser, Chevrolet, and Beaver Falls, and now in Roval Hills, Scott Stiller. Sorry, Scotty, for dragging you into this, brother.
So I'm not the only one that's gotten a ticket for flashing my lights.
You have two, for reals?
Yeah, get the hell out of the left lane if you're not passing somebody. Pennsylvania state law says if you're not passing somebody, you need to be in the right lane.
Yeah, and I'm going to force you over.
And interesting how they gave you the ticket for that, isn't it?
And if I drive at a high rate of speed, if you're not a state trooper, whose problem is it? It's mine, not yours.
Whoa, do you have a urinal in your car too, buddy?
No, I at least stop at rest areas, but that's why I'm going fast. I need to make up that time.
I think the moral of the story here is whenever you're talking to Marty, do realize that he'll forget nothing that you say and that it will always come back to haunt you.
Everything to me is, it's interesting that all these stories to me, because I think what that story tells is all of the different things that we do when we're on vacation, that our mothers do. Like to save money, our mothers would, we all wanted to go to McDonald's because we never
You'd
ate
pack
out.
Sandwiches.
We wanted to go to Howard Johnson's.
Sure.
They would never pull over. We ended up at some rickety picnic table eating some stale sandwich hacked off while all the other kids get to go to crappy McDonald's.
We don't usually stop at all. Yeah. We eat beef jerky and they have chips or whatever.
And they urinate.
And they urinate.
These kids are going to tell this story to their kids. You know that. Grandpa, did you really do that? Yes, I did. To save 4.5 minutes.
And it will all be my fault, even though I wasn't the one. But I was the one who went ballistic when I got hit in the back of the head with it.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
With urine?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not in the Lincoln.
In my old car.
As if
it matters what car it was. So one of them missed, or you hit a bump.
No, he missed.
He missed?
He missed.
And it hit you in the head?
Yes.
Oh, that's a bad movie.
Yes.
Now we're starting to get CYS involved.
That was a very unhappy time for that child.
Oh, my God, that poor kid. He's scarred for life. Bazzy, we're
it's
sorry.
It's Joe's fault.
Joe, stop the madness before we get the authorities involved.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.